Back in 2008, a senior Hezbollah commander, Emad Mournia, was killed in a bomb attack. It has now been revealed that the Lebanese figure was assassinated in a joint operation by the U.S. and Israeli spy agencies. The Washington Post has cited former U.S. intelligence officials as saying that a team of CIA operatives were tracking Mournia in Damascus. It says they informed Mossad agents who triggered the car bomb remotely from Tel Aviv. One former official said the U.S. helped build the bomb and tested it many times at a CIA facility in North Carolina. The authority to assassinate Mournia on Syrian soil needed a green light from then-President George W. Bush. The report on the U.S. involvement in the killing could stir controversy since the assassination took place in a country with which the United States was not at war with. Fuad Ebrahim, Persian Gulf Affairs expert, joins us now to offer us more insight on that story from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Ebrahim, welcome to the program. Does this report divulged by the Washington Post come as a surprise to you, sir?
Not really, because we know the cooperation between CIA and Mossad for decades. Apparently, the story published by the Washington Post is an acknowledgement of the responsibility of George Bush administration, and this raises the question of the legality of the operation carried out by this device, and it raises the question of the violation of such devices of the sovereignty of the states. And I believe that such a story will confirm the role of the CIA and other intelligence agencies in the international arena. And I believe that such operation will ultimately raise so many questions about the involvement of the CIA and such secret operations.
Mr. Ebrahim, the acknowledgement by the Washington Post about the collaboration between the CIA and Mossad could also allude to the hypothesis that these collaborations still continue today, and the CIA could still aid the Israeli regime and Mossad in the terrorist operations they carry out in the region, as well as today, and still there's no chance or no hope of seeing any backlash for these illegal actions for the Israelis.
Yeah, this is a very important question, because we know for sure that CIA and Mossad carried out so many secret operations, and no one of these devices were brought to court or brought to justice. So we need to know how these devices are operating, and where is the law behind this operations, and we need to know also how the governments, such United States governments or the international community which covers these operations, because if these devices are working and will continue working and collaborating between the CIA and Mossad, then we have to throw doubts about the role of the international institutions like United Nations or Security Council. I think this is the time for these institutions to say something about the legality of these operations carried out by such devices, because I think the role of United Nations is to maintain the international peace, and this will violate the international peace, and this will violate the international law regarding the sovereignty of the states.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fuad Ebrahim, Persian Gulf Affairs expert, speaking to us from Beirut.